Hot 107 now, Philly's hot station for hip hop and R&B. QDZ show. Got 50 Cent here. What's up, Fifth?
Yo, why you take?
Come on, die. Yeah, come on, man. You know how we talk business, and you gonna
nah, man. This ain't right, man. You still got his name, but you took his face off the flyer.
Why you going? You really gonna go there, 50 Cent? That's crazy. We have 50 Cent here.
Was this a sacrifice made so you could be bigger in the middle of this?
Well, it is my movie Exit Strategy, but
they could have made your face a little smaller and had five people instead of four.
But look at the DVD that you have in your hand.
Come on, this is Kevin Hart we talking about, man.
That's what you're gonna do.
You don't push him off for the actual box, man, or the flyer.
That's just a flyer. Come on, stop.
He did this for the love. He did this for you.
And you're doing the next movie for the love. I really appreciate it, 50, right?
I gotta reconsider this.
I gotta reconsider this for real.
I gotta sit down and seriously think about this because I'm gonna be pushed off the flyer in a box like Kevin.
I would never do that to you. I would never do that to you, Fifth. Fifth, speaking of pushing people off the segue, come on. All right, just let it sit in.
Is this your response to saying something about Kevin?
No, it wasn't.
Trying to make me uncomfortable,
maybe? Speaking of pushing people off, what's up with you and Sierra, dog? Like, we got to know. Let's turn the music
You see
down.
That? He just went right there because this is because he's bitter.
No, I'm not bitter.
He's angry.
No, I'm not.
He's angry because he did this to Kevin. I know this is this thing where you want to shine and you want Philly to just know you.
It's not about that. They know Kevin. They know you.
I know, but you used him.
No, I don't use him.
The point that this was coming out, I was in Philadelphia. I heard you on the air talking about Kevin being in a movie, and now all of a sudden he's not on a fly or the box.
50, what's up with you and Sierra, dog? Like, people want to know. Man, they hit me up.
You know what? All of your tactics to try and get something to be uncomfortable for me are not working, Daisy.
Well, what's up with you and Sierra? Are you guys still having sex? If you allegedly had sex with her, was the condom on? Was it off?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you about this girl that I saw you with. Okay,
I'm married.
I didn't want to do that. I know you're married.
I
know you're married. I just didn't want to say this because we are on air live.
That was
and
smooth.
I thought that this is not right. Like, where I'm from, they call this ratting.
Let me tell you.
They call this snitching.
If you.
This is what I'm doing, DZ. I'm telling everybody I saw you with the girl.
That was smooth. You need to run. If you want.
That was just my exit strategy. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, there we go. Exit strategy is in theaters. I mean, well, it's in everywhere right now. Get a Target, Best Buy. Well, we came back. You're not going to answer the Sierra question, I can see. What's up with you and Mike Knox? Is Mike Knox.
He always been down. He's always, supported G-Unit and been part of the actual brand. He's got something going now with, Capital? You know what I mean? So he's doing something that's different. And I didn't have to actually, spearhead and do everything for it. He just worked until he got himself in the actual pocket. Like, people see when you're persistent.
Yeah, Mike is a hard worker.
You got to look at how, even your 2 Chainz right now, it's a reflection of hanging in it. You know what I'm saying? From the player circle days, you didn't see him as the guy you see him as right now. He's having his moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you stick around and you work, you show up from time to time. Some of the artists do, and others, they get sidetracked and they miss their window.
Got you. And who do you think missed their window?
I mean, we got a lot of artists. Look at New York City.
Just off the top.
It's not a whole lot of artists in New York gaining momentum. As much as I like the artists there too. Like, I don't see Papoose anymore. I don't see Juelz. Not where he was at.
Yeah.
Cause he was popping. You know what I'm saying? Coming off of the Ballin' remix and everything else that was there. Then he had Beamer, Benz and Bentley again recently. I'm waiting on him. His record like that pops. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of artists out there that I still think have the ability to do it. They just have to focus to make it happen.
Are you still on the vibe like, yo, because your portfolio is so spread. Are you still like, yo, as passionate about the music as you once were?
I am. You know, I enjoy it. You know, so the cycle of success, I feel like we build entertainers to destroy them for the sake of entertainment. So they'll see you have so much success that they want to see you dwindle away or think that they're convincing you that you don't have the gift that God gave you at some point. So for me, I just make the music. Again, I'm enjoying myself. This is why I'll put that. I don't care. I'll put an album worth of material out on July 3rd because I've made a plan for myself. I'm putting the record out July 3rd. July 4th, I'm celebrating the 4th, the Independence Day. And then July 6th, I'm celebrating my birthday. And then because they don't decide to move at the pace that I move, we'll make adjustments to what I'm doing. Opposed to me sitting there and not having the music out.
Got you. We have 50 Cent in the studio. 50 Cent is in the studio. 50 Cent is in the studio live. 50, thank you, Sarah. I really do love my boss. Tongue kisses in your ear hole. 50 Cent. So
tongue kisses in her ear hole?
Yeah, yeah. It's
my, with your but, wife listening.
It's respectful. Come on,
your wife is listening.
No, she's with no, my baby.
She's toned in. You think she's not listening?
She keeps. Yeah, she's listening. She's on her. Come on, let's turn that. Thank you. She's on her Black Planet radio app listening to our interview on Hot 107. You can take us anywhere.
Yeah, man. I see what you're doing, man. You know, this is great that you could go anywhere now.
I was everywhere, but now we are everywhere.
So this is how you start to get Kevin and them to come and be in your next movie, even though you're not going to put them on a flyer or the box.
Let's talk about this, 50, because you want to go back to the movie so much. I have a movie coming out.
Yeah.
It's called Living Through Larry.
Uh-huh.
Will you be in the movie?
Are you Larry?
No.
Are you starring in this film?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that make me? The bad boy?
No.
Do I get a chance to walk by, like, in the camera?
I know
people can actually see my face, maybe?
I know you're busy. So,
just a cameo slot. I'm not asking for much.
Yeah.
I'm just asking for a cameo.
If you don't come, I'm going to take this recording and sue you.
Let me retract that statement for right now. If it comes down to that, God damn it, I thought we were civilized.
Yeah, well, I mean.
You want to sue me for what? Saying that I might do a cameo or walking by?
Speaking of suing, what's the craziest thing that you've been sued for? Because I know when you get rich.
I had a photographer run in front of me, down in front of me. And I was like, yo, what's the matter with him? Like, how you do? Like, he fell off the curb.
Yeah.
And they had pictures of me laughing.
Oh, like you pushed
because
him down.
Because I'm like, what the hell? What did you just do? Yeah. He just fell in front of me. And you still taking pictures?
Yeah.
And then when I got to court, they had the pictures from the floor. When he fell, that he took... And he said that he couldn't perform sexually well after the embarrassment, and had his old lady at the time make a statement saying it wasn't popping. I said, I bet it wasn't popping, but it ain't got nothing to do with you falling the camera in front of me.
Wow. So,
you know, and it's just a process. You go through it.
Did you have to pay him?
No, but I paid the legal fees. See, you can't pay those kind of lawsuits.
Gotcha.
You got to just go beat them up.
Speaking of lawsuits and legal fees and court, how do you feel about Jimmy Henchman?
Well, we can send him a bag of dirt.
Why? So he can...
A 50-pound bag of dirt, so you just bury yourself right quick.
Okay.
You
were talking about the kids with the dirt. Maybe he can make a flower. That's what you were
he
insinuating?
Should make a, yeah, we could start from cup. Make a flower pot. He can't use the NYRP's New York restoration projects.
So yeah, how do you feel? How do you feel about that the whole situation that's going on with him?
I really don't have any feelings towards it, really. I think Yayo's laughing about it.
Gotcha.
So he has more fun with that type of thing. That was his thing. I wasn't involved with that.
Yo, I was in I was at this DMX concert the other day, and I saw Irv Gotti.
Yeah.
Would you guys ever?
No.
Okay. Keep it locked right here. 50 Cent is here. It's the new Hot 107.9.
Welcome to Hershey's Milk and Milkshakes. Hoop it up three on.